Nolte, Biden appears on Howard Stern show after snubbing New York Times. By John Nolte on April 26, 2024. His fraudulency. Joe Biden refuses to be interviewed by the New York Times but just appeared on Howard Stern's radio show. And this happened just days after the far-left Politico published a report about the bad blood between the White House and the Times. Sitting for a Howard Stern interview should be interpreted by the Times staff as Biden sticking a finger directly in their smug eye. I guess Biden isn't all bad. Guess why Team Biden is upset with the New York Times? Those entitled crybabies are angry because the Times isn't left-wing enough for them. My colleague Wendell Hussebo laid out their respective grievances. White House grievances. Attributing quotes to a direct White House staffer and refusing via punitive response to change the attribution. Being institutionally aligned toward Warren and progressives. Willingness to legitimize rumors swirling around Hunter Biden. Publishing low numbers in the NEET's approval poll. Writing stories about Biden's age. Claims that Times staffers are entitled. New York Times grievances. Removing all Times reporters from its Tier 1 email list for background information about various briefings. Not invited to Biden's first public appearance. Refusing to grant the Times an interview. Inability to confirm Biden, 81, is capable of running country. Few things make me happier than this kind of blue-on-blue violence. If that's not already awesome enough, imagine the look on Times publisher A.G. Sulzberger's face when he learned that Biden would sit down for a Howard Stern interview, the guy responsible for all this. Better still, imagine the look on Sulzberger's face when Biden made news on Stern's Sirius XM show for finally agreeing to debate former President Trump, at least for now. Whether it's a Republican or Democrat doing it, I do not care. Nothing makes me happier than watching the elite corporate media, especially a fake news outlet like the serial liars at the New York Times, treated with contempt because that's what they all deserve, scorn and contempt. Whatever it takes to knock these outlets off their unearned pedestals is okay with me. And the Times is in a real pickle. Normally, to pressure a president or politician to do its bidding, a news outlet will hammer and hammer the guy until the pressure makes him fold. The Times can no longer do that to a Democrat, especially Biden. The tail, subscribers, wag the dog, Sulzberger, over there. If the Times hits Biden too hard or begins to tell too many truths about him, their far-left subscribers will revolt and cancel subscriptions. This is a newspaper beholden to its extremist customers, which has killed its independence. This means Biden can snub them without any fear of the Times doing something that might cause any serious political damage to his re-election campaign. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover on Kindle and audiobook.